Mari, mari, kompu peni, mari, mari, kompu la mien. Good afternoon, brothers, sisters. This is Raleigh Burley on Express Yourself, and for our second segment today, we are going to try something a little bit different and a little bit of context for you. About a year ago, I traveled to South America, and I had the honor of meeting a Mapuche community called Piyan Mahuisa. And Moira Millan is the leader of that community, and they are having a very important climate camp coming up this upcoming February, which I hope to attend. And I wanted to share a little bit of audio that I collected the last time that I was there, introducing Moira, introducing some of the concepts that they're fighting for. And I decided that I wanted to try and do this interpretation live. I was interviewing somebody for our Charlando con Cristal program, which is our morning Spanish program here on KDNK, and she brought up to me the importance of interpretation versus translation. So where maybe a translation has an overdubbed voice, giving the dry words and the meaning, an interpretation really plays more into that back and forth exchange that allows the other person's voice through, and then has a person offering the interpretation over that. So to begin, a little bit of Moira Millan's story here. Once again, Moira Millan, Mapuche, Huechafe, Huachafe, meaning warrior. She is in Argentina, and this is a little bit of her personal story.
Entonces, es un problema cómo se va a generar la recuperación idiomática.
So to begin this clip, she's talking about how it is a challenge to recover the language for the Mapuche.
Y yo me crié sin hablar el mapungún, porque mi papá y mi mamá no hablaban el mapungún.
Mapundun is the Mapuche language, and Moira was raised without speaking it. Her parents did not speak it.
Y es más, nos criaron diciendo que no éramos Mapuche.
In fact, they were raised believing that they weren't Mapuche.
Nos criaron diciéndonos que éramos argentinos. Y yo iba a la escuela y nos decían que éramos argentinos.
They went to the school and were told that they were Argentinian.
Y yo me enteré que era Mapuche cuando tenía 18 años y después de haber sido evangélica.
When Moira was 18, after being evangelical, she learned that she was Mapuche.
Muchos años en la iglesia evangélica, dejé la iglesia y entré en una depresión muy grande y era muy jovencita.
After she left the church, and she entered into a great depression.
Y me fui al campo a visitar a mi tío, a mis primos, y claro, ellos vivían en una comunidad Mapuche.
So she went to the countryside to visit family that did live by the Mapuche way.
Y llegué previo a una gran ceremonia.
She arrived to a grand ceremony.
Que se llama Camaricún, Camaruco.
Called Camaricún, Carimuco.
Y mi tío me dijo si me quería quedar a ayudar en la ceremonia y conocer la ceremonia. Y me quedé.
And her uncle invited her to stay and help with the ceremony, so she stayed.
Y recuerdo haber estado purruqueando, decíamos, bailando alrededor del fuego durante 4 días en medio del desierto.
Moira remembers dancing by the fire 4 days.
Tomada de la mano de una ancianita que era mi tía abuela.
Holding her aunt, grandmother's hand.
Y no parar de llorar.
And not being able to stop crying.
Lloraba, lloraba, porque pensaba.
Crying, crying, and thinking.
¿Cómo me alejaron de esto? Esto
how
soy
did
yo.
They take me from
yo
this?
Yo no era aquello. Con Dios y.
That she wasn't that other. With God
la iglesia. Yo era esto.
And the church, but
era
this was her.
Esta tierra,
the earth.
Que en vez de tener un templo, un techo, tenía un cielo estrellado.
Instead of having a temple, there was the starry
era,
sky.
Era la luna ahí abrazándonos.
The moon hugging us.
El camaruco se hace en luna llena.
This ceremony is done with the full moon.
Era esa danza, era ese fuego, era esos hermanos y hermanas.
It was the dance, it was the fire, it was the brothers and sisters.
Y ninguno se fijaba cómo iba vestido.
None thinking about how they were dressed.
Y éramos todos empolvados y todos pasados de humo.
Everybody covered in dust and smelling of smoke.
Y con una felicidad enorme adentro de nuestros corazones.
And with an enormous happiness in the heart.
Y me encontré con la espiritualidad.
And this is how she found her spirituality.
Después entendí que para que esa espiritualidad se sostuviera, había que hacer un fortalecimiento cultural.
And she understood that to maintain that spirituality, it was necessary to become reinforced in her culture.
Y salía a luchar en principio por esos derechos culturales.
So she went out to fight for those cultural rights.
Después entendí que esa cultura sin territorio.
And then she understood that that culture without land.
Era imposible. Entonces ahí salí a luchar por los derechos políticos.
Without land, it was impossible. So then she started to fight for political rights.
Y después entendí.
And later she understood.
Que no solamente esa política.
That it isn't only the political.
Es necesaria, también hay que.
That's necessary.
Generar la autodefensa de ese proceso.
There's also the need for auto-defense in the process.
Y ahí me asumí enteramente como huichafe.
And that's when she assumed her role as huichafe, warrior.
Ahí entendí que estábamos en guerra.
That's when she understood that we are at war.
Y que es una guerra que por ahí no nos hace portadores de arma de fuego, pero nos hace portadores de un arma fundamental que es la espiritualidad.
And it's a war that isn't fought with firearms, but fought with a certain kind of spirituality.
Entonces esta lucha para mí principalmente es espiritual y luego política.
So this fight for Moira is principally spiritual.
Y creo que es un despertar que no está sucediendo solo a la nación mapuche, le está sucediendo a todos los pueblos.
And this waking up isn't happening only to the Mapuche people.
Y que también es un despertar que le está sucediendo al pueblo argentino.
It's also happening with the people of Argentina.
Los partidos políticos van a poder proponer consignas y plataformas super desgastadas, obsoletas.
The political parties can come up with slogans and platforms that are totally wasteful.
Que no van a llegar a generar la empatía de ni la identificación de un montón.
That won't arrive at generating empathy.
De argentines que están empezando a cuestionar su identidad, que están cuestionando los valores que han sedimentado en la formación de este Estado.
That these political parties can't reach to this feeling that's within the people of Argentina about their circumstance.
Hay muchísima gente, y afortunadamente cada vez más, que quieren hacer nacer una nueva humanidad, aunque ya no se sienten.
There are very many people who want to make a new humanity.
No quieren seguir siendo cómplices del genocidio.
That no longer want to remain complicit to genocide.
Del genocidio no solamente de los pueblos indígenas, de su propia muerte.
Not only the genocide of indigenous people, but of all people.
Porque esto de que vamos, salvemos al mundo. El planeta Tierra no necesita del humano que lo salve. El planeta se va a sacudir, se va a sacar lo peor, la peor plaga que ha tenido sobre su piel, que es la humanidad.
The Earth fundamentally does not need humanity, and so all this of saving the planet is less about saving the planet, but about saving humanity.
Lo que estamos tratando de hacer es darnos una oportunidad para la vida.
What we're trying to do is give us an opportunity to continue life. If you're just joining us, this is Express Yourself. I'm Raleigh Burley hosting today, and we are doing some live on-air interpretation of Moira Michan. She is a huichafe from Argentina, and her community is called El Lof Pian Mahuisa. And a lof is a very particular word. Lof can't translate in the English or the Spanish language exactly, and so this little clip here explains a little bit of the sense that's behind that word, the Mapuche word "lof".
Comunidad es un grupo de personas que comparten en común.
A community is a group of people that share in common.
Cultura, identidad, también puede ser espiritualidad y otros aspectos.
Culture, spirituality, customs.
Pero siempre se refiere a lo humano.
But a community always refers to the human.
En cambio, el lof.
The lof.
Es el che, la gente.
Is the people.
En su relación con los otros seres que habitan el territorio.
In relation with the other spirits that inhabit that earth.
Es la construcción de la cohabitabilidad entre el humano.
It is cohabiting with the human.
El che.
The person,
y las fuerzas de la naturaleza.
And the forces of nature.
Que cohabitan con él un mismo territorio. Entonces, lofche,
that co-inhabit the same territory. So a lof Mapuche.
¿Cuándo somos Lofche o cuándo somos Lof?
When we are a Lof.
Cuando hay un Rewe, cuando dentro del Lof.
Inside of the Lof is a Rewe, which is a spiritual tree in the center of the community.
Es la relación que establezco con la montaña, la relación que establezco con el río, en la relación que establezco con el bosque.
It's the relationship with the mountain, with the river, with the woods.
Todo eso es el Lof.
That's the Lof.
La categoría comunidad la trajo el Estado.
The category of community was brought by the nation state.
Entonces también la tenemos que interpelar.
And it's important that that is also questioned.
Y claro, y dicen, hay muchas comunidades mapuche en la ciudad. Sí, y es correcto.
And it's true that there are very many mapuche that live in the city.
Lo que nunca vamos a encontrar en la ciudad son lof.
But you'll never find a lof in a city.
Eso solo lo encontramos en los territorios.
That's only possible in the territories.
Por eso el pueblo mapuche está saliendo a recuperar territorio.
That's why the pueblo mapuche is going out to recuperate earth for their lofs.
Para reconstituirse como pueblo, para reconstituirse como nación, pero fundamentalmente para reconstituir y reparar el círculo de relación armónica que ha sido quebrantado.
The most important thing is to reconstitute the circle that's been broken, and that's only possible by forming these communities even on earth that is recovered for the purpose of these communities. So next up, we're going to look a little bit into this community in particular, Piyan Mahuisa. The word Piyan is a word that means spirituality, spirit, force. Mahuisa is the mountain, so it really evokes a sense of connectedness. So this is the story of how Piyan Mahuisa was recovered.
El 24 de diciembre de 1999.
So the year was, let's see.
El 24 de diciembre de 1999.
The 24th of December 1999.
Venimos a recuperar tierra acá. Esto es reserva de la policía. Era reserva policial.
So 24th of December 1999, they went to recover this land, which was in the police reserve.
Imagínense, la policía es la fuerza que oficia como seguridad privada.
And she says, now imagine, especially in Argentina, that this police force within the nation state is defending private property, in a sense.
De los terratenientes. O sea, la policía, que es una fuerza pública.
So the police, which is a public force.
Cumple funciones de seguridad privada para el latifundio.
In a way, was performing this function of private security for the latifundio, which are huge swaths of land in private hands, of which there are many in Argentina.
Y nosotros vinimos a recuperarle territorio a esa fuerza.
And so this group, the Mapuche, Moira Millán and her family went to recover this land from the police reserves.
A esa seguridad, ¿no? ¿Y cómo vinimos? ¿Vinimos con bala? ¿Vinimos con molotov? No, vinimos con nuestra razón, nuestro derecho y nuestro espíritu.
So they didn't do it with bullets or molotov cocktails. They went with their right, with their spirit, with their connection to that land.
Y cuando llegamos al pueblo de Corcovado, ese 24 de diciembre de 99.
So when they arrived to the nearby city of Corcovado, that 24th of December 1999.
Nos enteramos.
They learned that.
Que el día anterior había habido un baile en el pueblo.
There was a dance in the town.
Y habían apuñalado.
And.
Al comisario. Habían asesinado a dos policías.
The commissioner and two police officers had been killed the night before at that dance.
Cuando llegamos acá,
so when they arrived to the
la
land,
policía estaba muy ocupada con sus problemas,
the police were already very occupied with their other problems.
Y ni se enteró que veníamos a recuperar.
And they didn't have any idea that this group had come to take that land.
Y eso fue, no fue inteligencia nuestra, no fue que preveímos eso.
And it wasn't their intelligence, it wasn't their planning that made that possible.
Eso fue porque los nehuenes dijeron,
it was because the spirits of the place decided,
queremos que estén acá y vamos a generar las condiciones para que estén.
That they wanted this loft to be established and the conditions necessary would be generated to make that possible.
Entonces cuando la policía vino a tomar cuenta de que habíamos recuperado acá, ya habían pasado como 15 días.
And so when the police noticed that this land had been occupied by the Mapuche, 15 days had already gone by.
Ya no tenían tiempo. Generalmente cuando se recupera tierra, las 48 primeras horas son fundamentales para el sostenimiento de esa recuperación. porque son cuando se producen los desalojos.
So this isn't something new in Argentina. There have been many land recoveries by the indigenous people, the Mapuche. And those first 48 hours are fundamental. That's when people are displaced from the land. And so for 14 days to have gone by without the police noticing was a huge advantage to this community, Pian Mahuisa, because they were already well established.
Y acá pasaron 15 días cuando reaccionó la policía. Ya habíamos hecho todo un trabajo de fortalecimiento, de acompañamiento de los hermanos mapuches de la comunidad de al lado, de Cerro Centinela. Había venido hermanos de otras comunidades a apoyar.
So they already had the land taken, and they had other communities of Mapuche who had come to hold the ground with them and help defend it with them.
Y se decía, el intendente del momento decía, a esa mujer la vamos a sacar de las mechas.
And the intendant at that time said that we're going to pull that woman out of there by her hair.
No va a durar ni 15 días. Él murió todo, ya hace 20 años que estamos.
And although he said she wouldn't last 15 days there, he's since passed away. And they now have been on that land for 20 years coming up this December. So for those of you just joining, this is a little bit of live interpretation on the air, describing a little bit the situation for Pian Mahuisa. This is a little community near a town called Corcovado in Argentina, and they are hosting a campamento climático, that is a camp for climate change, an action that they're generating on that land that they've recovered to bring, they hope for, up to 500 or 1,000 people there camping, sharing knowledge, sharing information. They're hoping to bring some indigenous sisters from the Amazon, as well as people from Chile, to talk about their struggles, the fires in the Amazon, or the social revolt that's happening right now in Chile. And so this event is taking place on February 7th to the 10th in 2020. I very much hope to be attending there, and I'm giving a little bit of context here about what it means. So it's very important with the Mapuche fight that it's not happening based on guns. It's not happening with violence. It's happening on another level, and this next clip speaks to that.
El pueblo Mapuche es un pueblo que está haciendo una revolución sin disparar un solo tiro.
So the Mapuche people are creating a revolution without shooting a single shot.
Yo no conozco historia de ningún pueblo que haya hecho lo que está haciendo la nación Mapuche.
And she's unfamiliar with any nation that has done what the Mapuche nation is doing today.
Su lucha ha trascendido. El mundo se ha enterado que hay una nación en el sur del planeta peleando derechos y planteando que es posible un modo de vida para cohabitar el territorio. En armonía con los demás,
So the world's learning that there is this Mapuche nation in the southern part of the world that's establishing a way of living in harmony with the earth and is carrying out this revolution without violence.
Y eso no necesitamos para hablar organizar una fuerza guerrillera.
So it's not necessary to organize a rebel force.
Entonces, me parece que el pueblo Mapuche mientras mantenga su vínculo, su relación con los Punehuel lo va a avanzar.
So, as long as the Mapuche people maintain their connection with the earth, the Punehuel, which is the spirits of nature, then that is the most fundamental thing.
Pero claro, también están los Mapuche que están perdidos.
Of course, there are the Mapuche who are lost.
En su pensamiento, en su identidad y
in their thoughts and their identity.
Confrontando, porque acá lo importante es recuperar el Cuificimuni, la sabiduría ancestral.
So the most important thing is gaining that ancestral knowledge. We're going to jump ahead a little bit to the end of this clip.
Porque hay que ver lo que la fuerza de la maldad provoca en esos pueblos, la devastación que provoca, y para mí siempre la violencia la ejerce el que oprime, no el que se defiende de esa opresión.
So she's talking a little bit about violence. It's the violence of the oppressor and the person who's being oppressed. You know, the violence isn't a solution for them.
Entonces eso lo entiendo, no lo juzgo. Pero digo, ¿podemos superar ese paradigma?
But she's wondering, can we get to a new paradigm?
Donde la autodefensa siempre va a pasar por las armas que nos da el mismo que se beneficia de la guerra.
So a little bit of context there. She talks a little bit about traveling the world and seeing these different movements similar to what the Mapuche are living, and noticing that there's this cycle where two sides are fighting with the same guns, and the only beneficiary of that is the people who are producing those weapons. And so what she's speaking to here is, when can we get over that paradigm where we're not just falling into that cycle of violence?
¿No será que podemos crear otras nuevas? Me gustaría que pudiéramos ser capaces de elevarnos y crear otras nuevas armas, y que la guerra entre la maldad y el buen vivir, el Kume Felén, se dé en otros planos.
So there she talks about she'd like to once again overcome that, you know, fighting with violence, and reach a new plane where this battle for the earth occurs on different planes.
Yo creo que hay formas, y que nuestro pueblo la ha tenido.
She believes that there are ways, and that the Mapuche people have understood that before, and hold that knowledge today. And so, once again, they're hosting this climate camp in February, and they are soliciting any help, anybody who wants to contribute, who wants to go there and be a part of it. An important element of it is that this place, this occupied land, Pian Mahuisa, is in danger of being flooded by a mega dam project called La Elena, which, if executed, it would leave 27,000 acres of forest underwater, and damming a river that, as of now, remains wild and free.
Entonces hay que seguir haciendo ceremonia. ¿Cómo vamos a resistir? Hagamos ceremonia. ¿Cómo vamos a generar concientización? Hagamos ceremonia.
So she talks about the important thing for their resistance is to continue with ceremony.
¿Cómo vamos a lograr que nuestra gente pierda la vergüenza y recupere la dignidad y se identifique? Hagamos ceremonia.
Ceremony is a way of, for the Mapuche, of reconnecting with their identity and shirking off any shame that they might feel around their history.
Hagamos ceremonia para todo. Pidámosle al viento, pidámosle a la montaña, pidámosle al río, pidámosle al cielo, al sol. Pidamos que la única posibilidad que tenemos es conspirar con la naturaleza.
So the only choice that they have is to conspire with nature, to send their prayers to the water, to the sky, to the mountain, to all of the elements, that they might accompany this occupation of the land and this hope that they can overcome this paradigm where the earth they're witnessing be destroyed may be brought back into balance.
Para que triunfe la vida. Es la única alternativa que tenemos.
And this is the only way that we might see the triumph of life. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. We are about out of time for today's show, and I really appreciate everyone for tuning in to express yourself this evening. We're going to go out with that same song we started with. This is a reduxed version that was recorded at Pian Mahuisa from some of the people who were there at that time. If anybody is interested in learning more about the Campamento Climatico, this indigenous peoples against terricide is a word that they've coined for, you know, the murder of the earth, for this climate camp that's coming up in February, I invite you to reach out to me, Raleigh, R-A-L-E-I-G-H, at kdnk.org, and I'm happy to give you more details.
Dale, vamos, vamos, arriba. La gente campesina con nosotros. Vamos a la tierra. Agarraba la pala.
Para olvidarme de ti voy a cultivar la tierra. En ella voy a encontrar remedio para mí. Corresponde de sojo un blanco manzanillo. rojo, un blanco, manzanillo. Si me quiere mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo queda mi
Mani Mari Leufu Ulcha, Mani Mari Leufu Ueche.